Get exclusive insider access to Milan's style and design with WSJ Magazine and Indigare. Make private visits to galleries, top restaurants and shops, Lake Como, and much more. Book this once-in-a-lifetime trip at indigare.com/WSJ Magazine or call 646-780-8383.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And today we're going to talk about how fast 5G mobile internet feels. Not what it can do one day, not what it supposedly is doing now, but to help us see for ourselves what 5G means for our instantaneous data needs, and we all have them, The Wall Street Journal took a look at what faster service will feel like in everyday life. It feels faster than you think. We're feeling it out after these tech headlines. Popular apps stop sharing data with Facebook. In moves that follow, a Wall Street Journal report showing how sensitive information is often sent to Facebook without users knowing. The Journal reported Friday that many apps were sharing detailed information about topics, including their users' weight and menstrual cycles. Since Friday, at least four of the apps that the Journal had identified and contacted as part of its reporting issued updates to cut off transmission of sensitive data. A new round of testing showed on Sunday. The apps that made the change include Flow Health Inc.'s Flow Period and Ovulation Tracker, as well as Lose It from FitNow Inc. In a test on Thursday, that app in particular had been sending Facebook the weight users logged, along with how they had gained or lost the caloric content of every food item they logged. The company said it is working on new systems to detect and block uploads of such information by apps. Stay up to date with the very latest reporting at WSJ.com. Twitter co-founder and former CEO Evan Williams is stepping down from the company's board, closing a 13-year run that started with a simple idea to use up some leftover money. Mr. Williams, who plans to step down at the end of the month, currently is chief executive to web publishing platform Medium and tech systems innovator Obvious Corp. He started Twitter 13 years ago alongside Jack Dorsey, now the company's CEO, Biz Stone, and Noah Glass. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella was in Barcelona at Mobile World Congress, the telecom industry's biggest trade show. There, he unveiled a new version of Microsoft's HoloLens headset on Sunday. This, of course, is a four-year-old HoloLens headset, but as the cutting-edge new HoloLens 2, it is the solution for mundane corporate tasks now, rather than entertainment, video games, and other fun uses. The company is now trying to elbow its way ahead of a nascent industry. With HoloLens 2, companies can do things like overlay instructions and other visuals that can guide workers through machine repairs, among other tasks. It can also track eye movements and scroll through a product manual, stopping when users pause and backtracking as they move their eyes to reread a section. Businesses and partners can pre-order HoloLens 2 for $3,500. That's $1,500 less than the original. Coming up, how 5G tech feels in real time. A Wall Street Journal experiment. Spoiler alert, it's fast. For a special feature, the Journal took a real-time look at 5G and the difference it all makes in real time. It's a really cool interactive feature at WSJ.com that you can see and experience for yourself. But to talk about it with us more now, in the podcast studio is Wall Street Journal reporter Sarah Krause. Hi, Sarah.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So first off, you know, we know the running joke about 5G is, you know, big deal. What is it even? It's not here yet. The carriers, they're lying to us. Call us when it's ready. Mm-hmm. That's sort of where we've landed.
Absolutely.
Which is why I love this piece in the Journal, because for the first time it was like, show me what 5G can do. And WSJ did. I'm over here like, okay, good. I'm impressed. Fine. So I thought we could kind of go through some of these live and in person, because it's more of a visual sort of simulation piece. I encourage listeners to check it out at WSJ.com. But let's go through some of these everyday examples, because that's what we need. We need to know what this is going to help us with in our everyday life. So this is a good example. If you want to download an hour-long playlist from Spotify, I'm about to do it. Start simulation. Okay, I didn't finish the sentence. 0.6 seconds, it was done. 4G, it's moving along here, inching along, inching along. 3G has barely even moved.
It's crawling, let's just say.
Okay. We're still talking about it. And oh, here we go. 4G came through. Solid 20 seconds.
Right.
That's what we're used to now. And I have to say, not bad,
it's
right?
It's not bad. But when you think about 20 seconds versus less than 1 second, it starts to matter
literally
in a big way. And so to put that all in perspective, and the time it takes to download an hour of music at peak 4G speeds, this is the best case scenario.
Yeah.
You could download 34 hours of music at 5G. For me, when I started to think through this story and how we should tell this story, I thought, I live my life in terms of what can I achieve at a subway stop?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Because that's the time that service sort of ticks up. I have a second to do whatever I'm going to do that's going to tide me over to the next one. What can I accomplish in that time period?
Mm-hmm.
So that was sort of my guiding light on whether or not I should care about
4G. Right. And I'd like to note 3G, if you were still using that and trying to download that Spotify playlist, it is barely at 25%. So we're going to move along. We'll check in with that later on that Spotify playlist. Let's say you want to download Bird Box for offline viewing on Netflix. Let's check it out. Pretend it's 5G. Go. All right. It is moving along and almost done. That took 3.7 seconds. Downloaded.
Yep.
Done.
Just under 4 seconds for 5G. 4G, 2 minutes. Again, not terrible. That is the world we live in today.
It says something about us where we're just like, you know what? Okay, fine. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's
sort
acceptable.
Of accept that. And that time, so we put this one in terms of Oscar acceptance speeches. So
I love that
4G amount of time, that 2 minutes, is the equivalent of almost 3 Oscar acceptance speeches.
That is perfect. Okay, and 4G, it's still happening right now. We've been talking about this for about 40 seconds. 4G is like halfway there, almost there. 3G, it just started moving. Spotify, not even halfway there just yet. So we're going to move on to option number 3 here. This is a good example. Downloading Fortnite as we do for iOS. Let's check it out. Start simulation. All right.
Just to get the initial sort of game and app on your phone so that it's ready to be played.
All right. That's a big application to try
huge
to undertake.
It is huge.
That is very huge. And we've been talking about it for about 15 seconds now. It's almost done via our 5G hookup here. 4G has just started to move. 3G has no idea who we are, right?
Correct. Yeah.
We will be here forever
into the weekend for the 3G download of Fortnite. The thing to remember about the Fortnite download that we're talking about here is the shell to enable you to play it. We're talking about what you need to have on your phone to be able to play that.
Okay, cool.
Later. And to put that 5G time period in perspective, there's my subway stop example. Think about how huge Fortnite is. That's 3 gigabytes. That's downloaded in 24 seconds.
Right. And I was going to say, like, this is it's already been done. We've been talking about all kinds of things since then. It happened in 24 seconds. 4G, I have to say, if this were happening right now in real time, it would be doing a solid job of downloading
You'd
such
accept
a big,
it, but it's similar to, I think of it as similar to the Netflix example, where you have to do a little more pre-planning before you're getting on the subway, before you're leaving your house, to go to your kid's friend's house to play the game. You're saying, okay, I need to get this all in place, because otherwise I'm going to lose time in transit or when I actually want to use the service or the product.
What I love about these examples is these are the ones that are worth highlighting, because what it all comes down to is that we want to download our stuff faster. But this is actually small potatoes. How much bigger can we get here? I'd love to remind listeners.
Right. I mean, the real benefits of 5G are not necessarily, you know, for us on our mobile devices, though a lot of that will speed up. Accessing the content we want will happen a lot faster. The real transformation of 5G is likely more on like the business and enterprise side. So like enabling robotics, remote either surgeries or training, procedures, connectivity that will hopefully eventually maybe allow autonomous vehicles. Obviously, a lot of like infrastructure changes.
Right, that always comes up. The autonomous
car. But those are the like pie in the sky dreams that 5G's high speeds and ultra low latency are likely to enable. So that's it's really an upgrade that is likely to enable a lot more connected devices, a lot more widespread use of sensors, and creating sort of fully connected facilities in which we live and work.
Yeah. So you see the power in that. So when you look at big telecom, let's call them, the selling game, it's been crazy. And you can already see more clamoring ahead in terms of them, you know, and I'm referring to, of course, like the big carriers trying to fight it out to win us over as the consumer who wants fast things.
Right. And the thing, you know, one thing to keep in mind in that is to consider what you're willing to pay more for. Is the incremental benefit of the speed worth paying more if you are asked to. And that's something that carriers have not really articulated yet, is will the family plan pricing change? Will consumers mm-hmm. be asked to pay more for the faster service? Will it only be available to their highest tier unlimited customers? That is not clear yet at all. So I think we're coming up on this window where carriers are going to sort of have to test what consumer appetite is to pay more for. And consumers are going to have to be thoughtful about what's worthwhile to them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Again, it's a really cool feature at WSJ.com. It's a simulation of 5G. You should definitely check it out. Sarah Krause, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That is it for the Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.